There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Don't forget, we've got Heat tickets every day this week. The Heat hosts the Sixers Monday, November 18th. We will give away a pair of tickets to that game every day this week. Just keep listening. We have not yet given away a pair today, so we have to do so before 6 p.m., and we will. Just keep listening. We're starting the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late because we went long with OG there because he brought up OfferUp at the end, and I just can't tell you how delighted I would be if I was selling something on OfferUp and Richmond Webb showed up at the Starbucks. You know what I mean? Like you guys are just – you're not – thinking of it from the normal person standpoint, because you are just in your mind Channing Crowder. He's just a Rondé Gadsden. But you guys are larger than life figures to us normal civilians. So if I was offering something on OfferUp and Mark Duper walked out of the car with a wad of cash, I would be delighted and confused and confounded and... That's where my intrigue comes on.
So that. I'm getting half off and making somebody's day. OfferUp's a win-win for everybody.
I guess so. If you want to put it that way. But I think I'd be walking back and calling Lori and be like, I mean, the guy just bought my blender for $30. Can't he go out and buy a blender? I can't.
It's funny OG brought that up about the floor model. The floor model car.
That's different. You're buying it from the retailer. This is buying it from someone's garage.
I literally, when I got drafted, I walked in the Dodge dealership on University, and I said, I want a pickup truck. He said, what kind? I said, the floor model. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, the one the managers drive home.
It's from the retailer. They're giving you a receipt and you have to sit in the finance office just like anyone else. This is literally pulling up at a Starbucks. Let me check out your paddleball paddle. And here you go. Here's some cash. Have a nice day.
When I turn on the treadmill in the garage now, it says, hello, Jorge. And I just say, yep. I don't know how to reprogram the name. So I push start.
Reset it to factory settings. I can't imagine it's that difficult.
I push start, but it takes me to run through Italy somewhere. I love it.
That's funny. All right. We are starting the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late. So let's bang through headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
We have to start with a downer. Unfortunately, the Miami Dolphins did lose yesterday in Buffalo. The difference, a 61-yard field goal with 5 seconds remaining by Tyler Bass. So the Dolphins had 5 seconds to make some sort of miracle happen. It's not out of the question. We obviously saw the Commanders do it a couple days ago.
We saw the Dolphins do it against the Patriots. Yeah. I mean, that was the Miami miracle.
Well, hate to break it to anybody who didn't watch the end of the game, but it didn't happen. In fact, a lot of people were upset about what did ensue on the field because Tua Tagovailoa's over-under bet for passing yards was 243.5 yards. He had 254 yards with 5 seconds remaining. He threw a little pass. Jalen Waddle ends up with the ball. Jalen Waddle runs 24 yards backwards, gets tackled, game is over, and a lot of people, I imagine, lost money because of that
play. There were a ton of people who did indeed. Now, some people won money, obviously. There's always the other side of it. I cannot understand what Jalen Waddle was doing. Listen, they weren't going to win that game, although I didn't think that they would win the Miami Miracle game. But don't you guys practice that? I don't understand. He sprinted backwards to a point where there could be no one behind him to lateral. That was the part that was so confusing to me. Like, I understand going back a couple of yards, but you've got to allow space for people to get behind you so that you can keep lateraling. He sprinted backwards.
He thought he could outrun Greg Rousseau. He thought he was going to
chasing him the wrong way, though.
But like the kick returners, when they'll change directions of the field. Now the blockers are set up and it's a wall. Greg Rousseau is a damn athlete. He thought he was going to rug around Greg Rousseau like he's a fat guy.
Go all the way to the other side.
He was going to run around all the way to the left sideline, and now everybody has angles on blocking. It was a dumb decision. I'm not justifying it, but what I am justifying is Greg Rousseau's a damn athlete, and when they both took off, Jalen Waddle said, damn, I'm not that fast, because Greg ran his ass down on the 5-yard line back there.
The broadcast brought up Jaden Daniels' play, the Hail Mary that he threw, but then they astutely pointed out, yeah, well, you know, now he has to throw the ball 75 yards, which isn't exactly to a strong suit.
But the other part that I would take issue with is, well, why not let him throw it 40 yards then? At least you're starting the lateral play from maybe their territory. I don't understand I'll dump it off. Hey, you guys handle it from here, or just kneel on it. Like, if you are so convinced that you're not going to win that game, like, I mean, throw it 40 yards downfield. Now you've got a lateral for 35, 40 yards. Like, I don't know. It's the little things. Listen, miracles do happen, because we saw it with the Miami Miracle and we did see it with the Commanders earlier. I get so annoyed by little things like that Tim Boyle 4th-and-3 pass that was launched into the stands, or this Jalen Waddle just sprinting backwards with the ball. Like, at least give yourself the illusion of a chance to have a miracle finish.
That was a rogue move. I've never been
practiced before, as long as that particular drill is practiced.
I've been in thousands of those drills at practice, because the 1D versus 1O. I guarantee on my kids, there was no point in any practice through the last 3 years that McDaniel said, hey, A-Chan, you catch the ball, throw it to Waddle. Waddle, take off running the wrong way to the other 5-yard line. There's no chance he ever said that to Waddle.
Who was the coach? Was it Adam Gase that called the screen pass in the end zone thrown into the end zone?
Yes, that was Gase.
I don't think that was. I believe
that wasn't Gase.
I believe that was Mike McDaniel.
No.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
No, it was either Flo or Gase.
That game where that happened was in Las Vegas, wasn't it? When they were playing in Vegas, it was Jacoby Brissett who threw the ball. It might have been Brian Flores then. It was Brian Flores.
Yeah. We got him now. They've never seen an end zone screen. It's a lot of guys over here.
Well, this is what it reminds me of. you know what I mean? Like, the end zone screen. I don't know. Again, I'm no genius. But maybe start the point of the receiver catching the ball outside the end zone. You take it from there. But just the starting point is he gets the ball somewhere outside the end zone. And I feel like with the Tua play here at the end, it's like, I don't know, starting point. First receiver catches the ball 20 yards down the field. You know they're going to give him the middle of the field, right? Like, they're going to be wide open for 30 yards because they're not interested what happens there. So I didn't understand the little quick dump off. And then it's like, hey, you guys handle it.
Waddle said he's about to show out. Get out of my
Waddle,
way.
Waddle said, Tim Boyle, hold my beer.
Did Waddle think?
Waddle time.
Did Waddle not know what end zone he needed to run to?
Is there, what is the chance? Is it a 50-50 chance that Waddle in his head said to himself, Waddle time?
Y'all start blocking. It's Waddle time. Nobody else is going to touch that ball the rest of the play.
Waddle time.
That wasn't schematic. I'll say that.
All right. Well, the Dolphins are 2-6. Here's what Drew Rosenhaus had to say regarding this was on WSVN 7. He was on with Josh Moser. He's there every Sunday. Here's what he had to say about the future of the team with the trade deadline looming tomorrow.
I will tell you that Chris Greer and the Dolphins have been very active in making phone calls, at least over the last 3 weeks. Without getting into specifics, I know for a fact that the Dolphins have been aggressive to try to get better. And so far, they haven't been able to make a trade, but not for a lack of trying. With that being said, I do not expect the Dolphins by any means to give up on this season. I don't expect them to trade away any of their top players. And I wouldn't be surprised if they acquired a player or two. They are really determined to play good football and, you know, do everything they can to turn this season around. And they have not given up by any stretch of the imagination.
I mean, Drew knows. Like, he doesn't make that stuff up out of thin air. He knows. So, now, could that have changed after yesterday? Yes. Because 3 weeks ago, you could be considering, yeah, we're going to be in the thick of it in the AFC East because we think this game is going to be a win and we think this game is going to be a win. So, could it change? Yes. I don't know. If they're not going to make changes, then I don't know what they can give up in order to get something good, unless you're talking draft picks. Is anybody keen on giving up draft picks to bolster the roster for this particular season? I'm not.
And I'm not keen on the draft picks at all, really, because I think you got to build that way to get the cheaper contracts. But also this, the Chiefs traded for DeAndre Hopkins because they needed receiver help to win a Super Bowl. The Lions went out and the Browns, they went and got the Brown, Ladarius, whatever, Ladarius, the big dude, the dreads. I just saw it this morning. Because they're like, hey, we have a chance to win a Super Bowl and we need a pass rusher.
Right. We shore up this particular spot.
Give me a position that you could trade for because you're not getting eight guys. You'll get one, two max. Two positions that if you bring in a guy, this is going to change the outcome of the Dolphins season.
Defensive line?
But you're expecting guys back, though. That's the so that's my hangup. I don't know if Bradley Chubb's going to be back this season. Obviously, Jalen's gone. Like,
so Solana, you go out and get Miles Garrett.
You're not going to get someone young. Here's the problem: you're not going to get someone young. So you're going to do the same thing that you've done before, which is bring in an older player with the thought that the window's now. And I think you end up getting stuck in that same problem
with a high salary, but you put Miles Garrett on this team and we're gonna win 8 out of 9.
Oh, I'm not advocating for it. I know Jadeveon Clowney doesn't make too much money. That was a name that, you know, perhaps the Dolphins could go out and get. I'm with you. I wouldn't allow Chris Greer to use future draft capital to try to salvage a season that doesn't seem salvageable. So I'm with you, but if you're asking me what position they could try to bolster, well, David Long Jr. is your linebacker. He literally got benched yesterday for Anthony Walker, who played every single snap at linebacker for the Dolphins. That's supposed to be one of their best players on the defensive side. Got zero snaps yesterday, and your defensive line is in shambles. I mean, you should see the names that they literally had yesterday. Five guys to go out and play, including a practice squad guy they had to elevate who hasn't played in a couple years, and who we don't even know his name, Neil Farrell. So I mean, that's those are the two positions, in my opinion. Secondary, how long is Javon Holland going to be out? You know, like, it's the defense. That's where they would go try to find something. It was Za'Darius Smith, by the way, is who the Lions ended up adding from the Browns.
Big old fella with the dreads, yeah, he can go.
Well, according to Mike McDaniel from earlier today, his press conference, he said, quote, I'm reading from David Ferone, it's his Twitter. He's optimistic about Zach Sealer's timeline in order to play against the Rams. He also said Bradley Chubb is expected back at some point. But regarding the trade deadline, quote, Chris Greer and I both share a strong conviction and belief in this team and what it looks like if we can find a way to get over the hump, which we expect to. Well, I'd like to share that I share a strong conviction with a lot of Dolphins fans that the hump is too large for Mike McDaniel to get over.
Small guy.
Not the tallest.
It's a bad situation we're in right now.
What about on offer up, Crowder? Any defensive linemen?
Let me see.
Can you narrow the search?
How long? 13.
And Big Tim Bowens, he's in the Ring of Honor. Maybe they can bring him on back.
All right. The Miami Hurricanes, we'll find out tomorrow. First college football playoff poll will be released. Top 12 teams get in, obviously. Canes undefeated for a second in the third quarter, Hawk. For like a second, they're down. I think it was 29-18, I believe it was a score, something like that. And I'm like, uh-oh. This isn't looking good. But then Cam Ward did what he does. Xavier Restrepo goes nuts, and it was a laugher from then on out.
Because the weird thing is, like, you and I are looking at it going, Cam Ward never thinks that. And nope. He's the one with the ball. Like, it really is amazing. You go, this is the one. We knew that there was going to be one. This is the one. And Cam Ward never thinks that.
They were down at half, and he ran off the field clapping.
Yeah, he's never worried about it.
The lawn man came.
I hear him.
You hear him back there? Let me check, see who it is. See, it's my homeboy. Hey, beat it!
What do you mean, see who it is? It's the lawn guy you just said. How'd that go?
It's some new guy.
Oh.
He don't listen. Have to dock him pay.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Monday night.
My whole yard for $70. I don't know if I can hold back. Getting 68 this afternoon.
Monday night football tonight.
$2 for you to spend on offer up.
Man, this offer up's amazing. What you need? Y'all need anything? Solana, you got your new house.
Yeah, like buy new stuff, Solana. Don't buy used stuff.
What you need?
Everything
for a house.
Everything. Okay. NFL trade deadline
tomorrow.
He's
got a pillow. He has that one big pillow.
One throw pillow. The ashy one with the zipper on the top.
Chiefs host the Bucks tonight, 8:15, Kansas City.
The weirdest setup you have at home. Why did you choose the biggest, most open room? Like, why wouldn't you have your broadcast set up in a bedroom so that you don't bother everyone else in the house?
Because I don't have a desk right now. I still don't have a desk. The only place I have to broadcast from is my dining room table, because it's the only table.
You don't have a fold out table. You literally can't put. It's just funny visually that in this big giant room you're sitting in the middle.
Not in the middle. I was on the dining room table, which is close to the wall. I tried. I put pillows. I put towels.
No, you didn't. I saw the video.
I did.
That bookshelf is $7.
Oh, send me that. I could actually use that.
$7 a bookshelf.
All right.
A used bookshelf. Yeah. Make sure you describe it correctly. It's not a bookshelf. It's a used bookshelf.
It's called lightly worn. Don't put them words and adjectives on everything.
What could the condition of that bookshelf be in if someone's offering to give it to you for $7?
Just a nice person.
If me, I throw it out. I go, why would I want someone $7 when I can just throw this out?
Comfy cotton portable cot. $15.69.
Yeah, I definitely want to sleep on a used cot that someone's willing to part with for $15.
It sounds like you're a hater.
The Miami Heat play tonight. It's an 8:15 start time. A bit of an unusual start time here, but every NBA team is in action today. And
frozen
they,
frenzy.
It's like the frozen frenzy. Correct. Yeah. Now, every 15 minutes, a different NBA team will tip off. They gave the Heat the 8:15 start time tonight. That is, of course, against the Sacramento Kings. Jaime Jaquez Jr., questionable. The Canes women's basketball team did open up their season with a W today. They beat Stetson 78-53. Canes Hoops opens up their season. The men's team tonight, they host FDU at the Watsco Center.
Who's FDU? Is that Farley Dickinson?
Fairley Dickinson University, yeah.
The Knights.
Sounds like one of your OnlyFans categories.
At Knights.
I was thinking Fairley Dickinson, but
the Knights.
Oh, send me that too. That's a good.
Oh yeah, you definitely want to get a used bed. There's nothing better when moving into. Yeah, nothing better than when moving into a new house to buy someone's used bed.
$420 king size, mattress included.
You know, it's funny. When we moved out of the house, we were getting rid of our bed and then the mattress, a king mattress, king box spring, you know. And so it was disgusting. I know what's going on this mattress. Like, it was disgusting. So Lori put on Facebook Marketplace the bed. Somebody comes to pick it up. They want, you know, because the bed was nice headboard.
Yeah.
Somebody comes to pick it up and they see in the garage, because I'm throwing it out on bulk day, the mattress. And he's like, how much do you want for the mattress? I go, you want that? Like, let me flip it over just so you can make sure you understand what this mattress is. He's like, yeah, what do you want for it? I go, it is yours. And I go, and now I'm tempted to give you the bed as well, because if you're willing to take this mattress, things are not going right in your life.
Hey, you flooding the offer up market. You giving away stuff for free. You messing up my percentages. I
didn't believe he wanted that mattress.
Hey, y'all had sheets on the bed, right?
Not enough.
Hey, Solana, man, go to offer up, brother.
All right. Yeah, you kind of sold me on this thing, man. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it's definitely a good idea. You should get dinner on there, too.
Oh, man. You can't play with my remote control car, Hawk. How about that? I'm going to bring it to the office next time we come in.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy in South Florida. It's like 80 degrees. Don't forget, the sun goes down earlier now.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got it. We got an hour yesterday.
You had an extra hour. That's right.
Rest, yeah, that was cool.
But tonight, you'll get off the air at 6 o'clock. It's going to be dark out.
Yeah. Hate it.
I think I like it on the back end more than the morning. I don't like the morning light.
You like when it gets dark out early?
I know I like the nightlight. I like the darker days or the lighter evenings over the lighter mornings.
What are you saying, Biden?
Right.
What did
I live in Alaska.
I can see Alaska. I can see Russia from my house.
All right. I like the backside light over the morning light. Huh?
I have no idea what you're
saying. I would.
You like when it's lighter out later?
Yes. Then okay. The like wake
okay,
up. Wake
it.
Up at
got
6:15
it.
With the light. I want 8 o'clock.
All right. So you don't sunset. Like the time change, nor do I.
Okay. Thank you. That's what we were saying.
All right.
Huh?
All right. We still have the Heat tickets to give away before 6 o'clock. So in the next hour and a half, someone's going to win a pair of Heat tickets. Keep on listening.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Let's real quickly, Crowder, do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, because we still have a lot to get to this afternoon. I want to give away the Heat tickets, but this is going to be an abbreviated version. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So a lot of the conversation has been about Jordan Poyer and the personal foul that, I don't know, I mean, can you say that's what ended the Dolphins' chances? I mean, I guess so.
You always say the game in totality, but in that last drive, that drive is ended and they don't have a chance. They can't kick an 89-yard field goal.
Right,
so, yes, that solidified the game.
So here is Jordan Poyer after the game talking about that hit and that penalty.
We kept playing. I mean, we got to stop, and they kicked a 64-yard field goal to win the game. I mean, that was the reaction. Like I said, we fought hard. Guys played hard. Yeah, there were some mistakes out there, but, again, we went toe-to-toe. You know, after, you know, a lot of stuff that's happened this year, you know, there's some good things to take out of that game that we'll continue to work on. And, you know, biggest thing is continue to stay together. And, you know, I think we got 9 games, to continue, 9 opportunities to play football, a game that we love. And so why not just continue to work? Situation isn't going to change, you know, just got to continue to work.
I think there's a different cut though, where he actually talks about that penalty and that hit. That was him just kind of talking about, hey, I mean, that was what every player will say after a game. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I was going to give him the little Chan speech. No, admit that you did wrong.
Well, don't there blame is Tomas. That's not the cut of him explaining what actually happened on that hit. There is one. We have
what
it.
Can you do? I don't know. I feel like I said, I had a great post break and he went up for the ball and I literally didn't stop my feet and I felt like I hit him right where I was supposed to hit him. Apparently the ref didn't think so they called it. It is what it is. It isn't what it is.
Yeah, I thought I hit him right where I'm supposed to hit him and they didn't see it that way. And it wasn't. I mean, unfortunately, it was helmet to helmet. I don't think it was a blatant, like, it wasn't, you know, him launching himself to try to injure someone. I think he thought he was hitting him the right way. He's been in the league a long time. He's not taking that penalty in that situation, you know.
He's coming from the middle of the field, so he's running about 25, 30 yards. This guy's now running down the field at 20 miles per hour. He's running at 20 miles per hour. It's a bang-bang play. I said it earlier in the show. When I played, we would have ran over to Jeremiah Bell or Sammy Knight or one of those safeties I played with, and we would have dove all over their head. That was an amazing play. But you can't do that anymore in the NFL. And I'll tell you what was the solidifying factor. Keon Coleman, when his neck snapped back, there's some force to your face to make your neck go the other way. So as soon as his neck snapped, I said, that's it. And I was actually
it was curtains at that point. Yep.
Yeah. Me and Lil Chan watching the game. Dad, he was like, "Dad, is that a penalty?" I said, "Yep." He said, "Why?" I said, "Look at his head. He didn't move his neck back. The other player's body moved his neck back. So if he would have hit him in his chest, think about it. If you hit somebody in the sternum, their body folds up forward. If you hit them in their face, their head shoots backwards. And that's what happened. So I wouldn't, like, if I was on the team, I wouldn't cuss out Jordan Poirier. That's football. Nah. But if you want to ask me why they got the field goal that they got, it's because of that penalty. Because wouldn't that have been a 3rd and 15 or something crazy?
It was.
It would be forever and forever, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, Jordan Poirier was supposed to be one of these big offseason pickups.
Yeah, and that hasn't worked out.
And this is all he's done this year. Literally.
This is his highlight.
He put the hit on Jalen Phillips that got him out for the season. Literally, it was his hit. I know he didn't do it on purpose, but he still did it. He also had a potentially game-clinching pick six opportunity last week against Arizona. Dropped it, and now cost the game in Buffalo, which was the team he just came from that he said, yeah, we all knew the Dolphins were soft. We're trying to prove that we're not anymore. And he was supposed to be part of that. He's done nothing this year.
Mark the tape. Jordan Poirier will not play in the NFL next season. I don't want to say this was a money grab, but
it's the Thurman Thomas with the Dolphins season, you know, when he was done with Buffalo and then he came to the Dolphins. Like, it happens. That's a career, Chris Greer thing where you look at it and you go, oh, this guy's pretty good or been pretty good. But also, you know, Calais Campbell could have been that. He's not. Campbell's been great. So,
Lana, what was the safety that we got rid of? I think he's in Detroit now.
Deshaun Elliott.
Deshaun Elliott's balling, but Deshaun went and got paid, and we needed another safety, a veteran safety, to play next to Javon Holland, who's injured right now as well. But hell, Jalen Phillips is injured, Chubb, we know that. But yeah, and you go, to your point, Hawk, you go try to take a shot. Hey, he was good. Let's see, give him a 1-year deal, see what happens.
Like, we've got to fill out the roster somehow. This guy's been pretty good. We see him twice a year. Like, you get it.
Jordan Poirier, Marcus May, who was getting ate up in coverage yesterday, which I like. My Marcus was a monster 10 years ago, but yeah, it's what you do. You fill the roster up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.